PFF NFL Daily. Today, just reacting to the doubleheader on Monday Night Football. Bills, Titans, Eagles, and Vikings. Couple one-sided affairs, Sam, but the initial takeaway has to be this. Your Super Bowl prediction of Eagles-Bills looking great here in week two. You are a genius so far through 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah, through 2 weeks, it's working well. I mean, Buffalo looks incredible through 2 weeks. You know, they... And both games have been very similar in terms of the opposition, the Rams and the Titans. A, we're talking about two playoff teams from a year ago. Titans with the number one seed in the AFC. The Rams obviously won the Super Bowl. B, both teams played Buffalo quite tough for a while. And then the Bills just like kicked into an extra gear that neither of those two teams have and like ran off into the distance. And, you know, this game, it needed like a mercy rule at the end. I mean, I was tweeting that they needed a running clock just to get the Titans the hell out of there. They effectively did that by pulling Josh Allen, putting Case Keenum in there. You know, the Titans pulled their starters as well. And then both teams were just kind of playing for the end of the clock. But they've looked absolutely incredible. And Philadelphia has been rolling through the first couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, let's start with the Bills. 41-7. It was 17-7 at the half. Like you said, playing it tough and Titans were hanging around. But man, the Bills, they're just too good. Josh Allen is on point. And he missed a couple other throws. He had a couple other open throws that he missed, but he would come back. You know, Stephon Diggs on the dig on the big post route. And, you know, one of Josh Allen's first touchdown, maybe it was his second touchdown, he's rolling out to his left, throws back on fourth and one, you know, kind of on a broken play. It's basically everything that the Bills are touching. Then they finally punted for the first time this year. It gets muffed by the Titans. The Bills pick it up. I mean, everything the Bills are touching right now turns to gold. But it's also their defense, right? Their defense, outside of 1 year under Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier, outside of the 1 year, maybe 2020, they've been really good. And they're good once again. They're forcing turnovers through two games. And they just make life difficult on opposing quarterbacks. We saw the pick six from Matt Milano. I mean, the Bills just don't have any weaknesses right now through 2 weeks. And that's kind of what we expected from this team.
Yeah, the additions that they've made have been important. You know, Von Miller coming over, I think, is transformative to that defense. Not just the pass rush, but he makes everybody else better. Gregory Rousseau looked fantastic in this game. I think those young guys are benefiting from Von Miller in addition to whatever Von Miller is bringing. And by the way, Von Miller's got like back-to-back games of dominant play for them. So he's brought like an incredible amount of just production in himself. But he's also, I think, helping those young guys get an awful lot better on that defensive line. But then the other thing that was impressive in this game is that, you know, Buffalo is missing players. And one of the things that can always derail even some of the best teams in the NFL is, yeah, but what happens when they're missing, you know, a guy here and a guy there and a guy there? Well, all of a sudden, we started to see that in this game. You know, Mitch Morse gets hurt. Gabriel Davis wasn't playing. They lost, started losing guys in the secondary through injury and precaution and various, you know, various levels of severity of injury. And it didn't make a difference. Like, they just kept on trucking like there was no change anywhere in the lineup. And that, I think, is impressive. Now, look, as much as you were saying, hey, everything Buffalo touched turned to gold, whatever the opposite of the Midas touch is, like, that was Tennessee in this game as well. Whatever they were touching turned to crap, you know, like anytime they tried to field a punt, it was being muffed or dropped or whatever. Like, anything the Titans tried to do was a disaster. And it's difficult to extract out, you know, how much of that is Buffalo being amazing and how much of that is Tennessee playing terribly. It's probably somewhere in the middle.
I have to say, though, a lot of the offseason takes where it felt like the Bills took a Super Bowl caliber team and made it better with some of those additions you mentioned. The Tennessee Titans, last year's number one seed, didn't feel like they got better this offseason, and now they fall to 0-2 while the Bills 2-0 and rolling.
And, you know, they didn't feel like a number one seed either. I mean, so that's true, the other element true. Is they probably weren't as good as they looked last year, and they didn't get any better, or they potentially got worse. So I think it's probably both those two things are true. So I think Buffalo, you know, looks rightly a lot better than them this year.
We'll get into some Eagles Vikings in a second, but first, Introducing No House Advantage. They're changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play in pick'em contests versus other people for the shot at winning $250,000 plus in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You can also test your skills versus the house and 20x your entry. That's right, if you hit all of your picks. Bet on up to 5 player prop over-unders or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. Sign up now using the promo code PFFDAILY at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app on the app stores to get a first deposit match up to $25. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but it's also where you play. You do not want to miss out on this. All right, Eagles and Vikings was also a one-sided affair. Maybe the best we've ever seen from Jalen Hurts. Just very efficient, throwing the ball down the field, throwing the ball underneath, running the ball, an incredible second effort touchdown as well. Jalen Hurts, very good. Eagles defense, very good. And through 2 weeks now, the Eagles absolutely look outstanding.
They really do. Yeah. And you know, A.J. Brown makes a huge difference to that offense. The offense with Jalen Hurts this year looks like it's taken a step forward, and it's exactly what they hoped it would be. And critically, if Jalen Hurts himself has taken this kind of step forward as a passer, with what he does on the ground as a rushing threat and everything else in that offense, one of the best offensive lines in the NFL, if not the best offensive line in the NFL, receivers across the board that can all make plays, not just A.J. Brown, but Devontae Smith, but Quez Watkins, with Dallas Goedert, the running backs out of the backfield. Like, that's a lot of weaponry that this offense has to deploy. And then all the defense needs to do is to be able to, you know, not give up 35 points the way they were trending in the first week, and have a performance more like this one against the Vikings, where they're able to be opportune and make some plays against the pass and, you know, force a couple of turnovers. And then all of a sudden, like, the opposition is in a deep hole and pressing and trying to make plays that just aren't really there.
Yeah, I want to talk about this, what this Eagles defense did, because there are some similarities, I'd say, to the Bills. But first off, the A.J. Brown effect. In week one, he goes crazy. You know, he's the guy, right? He just, you know, has the majority of the production for the Eagles. But he didn't have to do that in this one. But you still feel the A.J. Brown effect. You know, he had 5 catches, 69 yards. He was third on the team. But you have a Quez Watkins getting behind the defense. You have Devontae Smith and a lot of just underneath passes wide open for the Eagles. And again, credit Hurts, good decision after good decision, throwing the ball underneath, taking what was there, and then adding what he could on the ground. I thought coming in the other side, though, I thought that the Vikings would move the ball well against this Vikings defense. I've said a million times how soft they played last year, but they had answers for Justin Jefferson. Darius Slay played out of his mind, and then the Eagles figured out how to dial it up just enough under, you know, to put Cousins under pressure with the blitz. Cousins was throwing it up for grabs by the second half. So yeah. I thought the Eagles defense just did a really nice job getting the Vikings out of off kilter and then attacking with pressure when they needed to.
Yeah, like when you look at the actual sort of volume of pressure and decisiveness of pressure that their defensive linemen were getting in that game, it wasn't actually that impressive, but they did do things like dial up the blitz, and Cousins, it just had a nightmare anytime they did blitz him. So that's the kind of thing that can transform a defense, when you don't necessarily need to have a great day with your defensive lineman if you can dial up the blitz at the right time and cause the quarterback all kinds of problems. And then they were using, you know, stunts as well up front were a big thing for them, trying to manufacture that pressure by just beating the interior offensive lineman on those quick exchanges. Like the Eagles defense, I don't think needs to be amazing, but they have enough talent that they can make plays and make sure that their offense stays just ahead in a shootout if it gets to that.
Like you said, not necessarily a ton of one-on-one wins necessarily, but you have Josh Sweat seals the deal with the sack at the end of the game in garbage time. They are not maybe as good as the Bills as far as the depth all on the defensive line, where the Bills, we can legitimately say there's 8 guys when they're all healthy. But the Eagles are up there, and that has been, you know, an MO under Howie Roseman when he's been building that team, that we know that they're going to be good in the trenches. And now the offseason investments across the board in the secondary, at receiver, and at some of those high value positions, we loved the Eagles roster building, and it showed up on the field week one against the Lions and really showed up in primetime against the Vikings here. So
yeah, I mean, they looked like a really good team on paper heading into the season. Everything they did in the offseason looked like it was smart. All the additions that they made have been in areas that are important, that they could use an upgrade in, and often they didn't cost them an awful lot in terms of resources or outlay to make happen. And certainly through 2 weeks, they've looked like absolutely one of the contenders. And at the same time, you know, Dallas in their division is without a quarterback. Okay, they got to win this weekend, but you wouldn't expect them to be challenging. Yeah, okay, the Giants are 2-0, but, you know, it's not the same thing, you know? So Philadelphia looks like a legit contender.
Stop neglecting the Giants, but yeah, not a powerful 2-0. The instant reaction is pretty simple. Sam, Super Bowl pick. Bills, Eagles looking good here in week two. Let us know, what are your instant reactions to Monday Night Football? It's the PFF NFL Daily.